West Virginia is one of only four states that still enforces a lifetime ban on food stamps for people with felony drug convictions. As Molly Bourne reports, experts call the ban punishing and say that assistance could help them from getting rearrested.
Tracy Jividen shows off the spotless industrial kitchen, where she helps cook three meals a day for the residents of Recovery Point, a long-term treatment facility for women in Charleston.
This is my domain, okay? I do all this.
Last winter, she was stealing so she could eat. Jividen has been sober for 4 months. At 37 years old, she's been in lockup nearly half her life for crimes related to her addiction. 7 years ago, she got her first felony drug conviction when police found a meth lab in her home. She stayed off drugs for more than 2 years after she was released, completed drug court, got one of her kids back, had another child, and got married. But when her marriage fell apart, she became depressed. She lost her job, her car, then her kids. She started using heroin when she could afford it, and she wasn't sure where her next meal would come from.
Honestly, I was hungry, and there would be times that I would walk around, and I would be hungry, and I would think, man, can I just get a sandwich?
Jividen can't get food stamps in West Virginia for herself because she's a drug felon. Increasingly desperate, she started shoplifting and writing bad checks she says were for food. Then one morning last November, she walked into a Piggly Wiggly, ate a sandwich in the store, and tried to write a bad check. According to police, she had dozens of blank checks that didn't belong to her, and they charged her with forgery. Then she walked back into jail. Only West Virginia and three other states still enforce a full lifetime ban on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for people who commit drug-related felonies. The law does allow kids and spouses of drug felons to get SNAP, also known as food stamps. In Jividen's case, she chose to eat some of the food she bought with her kids' benefits rather than go hungry. Emily Wong is a Yale School of Medicine professor. She has studied this topic and regularly treats those released from prison.
When people have served their time, done their time, and have come home and then still yet have these barriers to obtaining basic needs is striking.
More than 2,100 drug felons were denied SNAP benefits in West Virginia in 2016. That's according to the State Department of Health and Human Resources. That figure doesn't include those who didn't apply knowing they'd be denied. The number has more than tripled over the previous decade. For some comparison, Nebraska, a state whose population is similar in size to West Virginia, denied benefits to about 650 applicants in 2015 because of felony drug convictions. Experts call West Virginia's numbers significant. Mark Maurer is a leading expert on sentencing policy at the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit, The Sentencing Project.
People who are on the edge, it gives them a big shove over the edge in many cases because they've lost that safety net.
And he argues the policy is irrational.
I could go to prison on three armed robbery convictions, but the day I get out, I could go and apply for food stamps, and if I meet the income requirements, I would qualify. So, you know, it's not clear why this is only applied to drug offenses.
Nearly a fifth of West Virginians use SNAP benefits, and five of its counties rank in the top 100 nationwide for the concentration of food stamp recipients per capita. The ban on food stamps for drug felons was passed in 1996 under the Clinton administration. It was a small part of a package of major welfare reform laws. In addition to SNAP, felony drug offenders can't get other welfare benefits either. Maurer calls the provision an outgrowth of war on drugs era policies, but not one based on evidence.
This particular provision was thrown in as a relatively minor provision. It received literally 2 minutes of debate. When one thinks about the tens of thousands of people in various states affected by it, 2 minutes of debate in Congress seems pretty shameful for such an important policy shift.
Most states have either lifted the ban or adopted some restrictions. For instance, drug felons might have to take a drug test to qualify for SNAP in some states. The issue gained some traction in West Virginia in 2011. Former Democratic State Senator Daniel Foster, a Charleston physician, was the lone sponsor of a bill that would have lifted the ban. The state Senate passed it, but it died in a House committee. West Virginians with felonies, drug-related or otherwise, have a tough time transitioning back into society as it is. The legislature passed a law last year that lets nonviolent felons ask the court to reduce their convictions to misdemeanors, but they have to have a clean record for 10 years before that can happen. Other barriers remain, too. A so-called ban the box bill that would have prevented public employers from asking job applicants about their criminal record stalled earlier this year. And many felons can't get public housing, although each county housing authority has that discretion. Sean Tackett remembers the struggle. Tackett is 40, and he runs a sober living home in Crosslanes called The Rock. He's been off drugs for 5 years, but he did 2 stints in lockup, including 10 years in federal prison for conspiracy to sell and make meth.
I deserved it. You know what I mean? I look at it now and think of all the poison that I put on these streets and the families that I destroyed and the people that I hurt. And sure, I deserved it, every bit of it.
In prison, he earned several trade certifications and says he was done with the streets and ready to reunite with his sons. But he says even with those new skills, he couldn't get work in those fields once people saw his criminal record. Without a driver's license, he says it didn't make sense to take a bus to a minimum wage job. He stayed with a friend in St. Albans and applied for public assistance.
First thing she said, what kind of charge? I said, a drug charge. She said, there's nothing we can do for you. If you don't have any hope, you know, there's nothing to strive for. I kept, you know, trying to do all this and get, you know, assistance, anything just to help me get on my feet.
Tackett went to food banks and pantries. Eventually, he wound up making meth again and went back to jail. Stories like Tackett's and Jividen's are exactly what policy analysts worry about. Research shows the ban disproportionately affects poor people and also sets up drug offenders to be arrested again. Seth DeStefano is Policy Outreach Director for the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy.
And this particular issue, from a kind of a scalpel-like perspective, is one that we really need to get serious about. Folks who are coming out of jail, we should not be making it harder for them to have something to eat.
Any lifting or modification of the lifetime ban would require a change in law by the state legislature. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne in Charleston.